Help us, Lord, to understand what you did for us and that you cared so much for us that you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross so that our sin debt, which we could not pay, would be paid by him. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Heal our hearts. Make us sensitive, Lord, to the fact that Christ is the way and the truth and the life. And there's no way we can get to the Father except by the Son. And Lord, you've just made it so easy. You've clearly told us that if we would just confess with our mouth that Jesus was Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from death, that we'd be saved. Oh, Lord, on this day, convict each person here who does not have that certainty of spending eternity with you, that before they leave this church, they'll take care of that most important thing, that they will establish the only relationship that really is eternally significant. Break their hearts, Lord. Break them with your love. Draw them to you, Lord. It's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray, and for his sake. Amen. In the book of James, the fourth chapter, the first verse, what is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Remember, nearly 100% of all of the counseling which is done is because of relationship difficulties. Husband, wife, parent, child, teacher, student, employer, employee, sibling, sibling, neighbor, neighbor. Nearly 100%. And here he says, what's causing the quarrels? Isn't it the whole army of evil desires at war within you? Didn't say your neighbor, within you. You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous for what others have, and you can't possess it, so you fight and quarrel to take it away from them. And yet the reason you don't have what you want is that you don't ask God for it. And even when you do ask, you don't get it because your whole motive is wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. And you know, as an aside, when we talk about pleasure, we are such a pleasure-oriented society. The highest paid individuals in America today, with the exception of the top corporate executives who have stock options, are entertainers, whether they're in athletics, music, TV, radio, or the movies. You want only what gives you pleasure. You adulterous, don't you realize that friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God?